News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
But to those numbers on short-term lets, this reveals that short-term lets, as in the sort of Airbnb-style house letting, outnumber available homes to rent by a factor of 4 to 1. With us is Noel Casey, who's vice chair of the Self-Catering Federation and owner of Knockcarrig House in Killarney. But before Noel, John Mark McCafferty is with us, Threshold CEO, because it is Threshold who established those figures. John Mark, people might look at them and say, well, the probable likelihood is that the houses that are available for short-term lets are not necessarily the type of property or in the type of location that would be useful as long-term rental for families. Is that true?
Good morning, Anton. That's partially true, but given the number of houses that are in short-term rental, and we've given those figures, some of them would have gone into long-term rental. It's not that all of them would have converted, but certainly a share of them would have converted. And given the housing emergency and the lack of supply, the abject lack of supply, surely policymakers would use every policy lever available to increase supply and to protect the homes we already have. So this is all about a balance between the tourist needs. But right now, we believe with the watering down of recent reforms and proposed legislation, that the balance is not right. And the priority here is not in relation to protecting housing supply.
Now, presumably, there is a fairly significant commercial incentive to keep these people in the short term market. So what are the policy levers you think should be getting pulled?
Well, we're calling for robust enforcement, and indeed, there are already plans in place. So for in May of this year, all short-term lets must be registered with Fáilte Ireland to comply with EU regulations. There needs to be a unique registration number, but that alone will not return certain homes back to the long-term market unless it's backed by enforcement, including planning requirements. And it's an existing requirement that all short-term rentals have appropriate planning permission before operation. I think it's really important to say that change of use planning permission is an existing requirement to convert a residential home into a short-term tourist let. But if you look at between 2019 and 2025, local authorities received just 426 planning applications for change of use, which amounts to 1.3% of short-term lets. So the vast mass majority, almost all of those providing standalone short-term lets, are not compliant with the law. So that's a real concern.
Well, Noel Casey, as I said, is with us. She's vice chair of the Self-Catering Federation. So Noel, essentially, there is a combination of fairly lax enforcement of regulation and a big commercial incentive to keep people in the short-term letting market.
Good morning, Anton. Good to talk to you. We just have to be very careful that we don't damage our tourism sector here in Ireland when we're looking at balancing the needs of homelessness with our tourism needs. Especially here in Kerry, where I am, where self-catering is an integral part of the tourist offering that we have. We have to be very careful, as tourism is our indigenous sector. And we believe the focus should be on the derelict and vacant buildings throughout the country. There are 30,000 vacant commercial buildings throughout Ireland. There are 20,000 buildings, and that's a conservative estimate, as well as 4,000 social housing units. There's been a loss of a lot of tourism stock as well due to the refugee crisis. So yes, I agree there has to be a balance between homelessness and tourism. We just need to make sure that we don't do untold damage by taking one approach over another.
But isn't that really where the issue of the planning permission comes in? Because to achieve that balance, if everybody was appropriately registering for planning permission, the local authorities would be able to make judgment calls as to what's appropriate.
Well, our understanding at the Federation is that even with the population levels of over 20,000, is that you would still need to get planning permission, but there would be a pathway for you. If you're over that figure, it would be a harder process for you. But what we're calling for at the ISCF is that there would be certain exemptions for our members and for people who've been doing this for many years. Self-catering has always been there. I myself, when we started out diversifying our family farm income back in the recession, people thought we were mad because there was too many houses in the country. Now we find ourselves in a situation where there's not enough. we believe, tackling any derelict, vacant properties, as well as making it easier for people to build on their own land, people in the Gaeltacht areas being able to build on their own land.
But would you accept the thrust of John Mark's argument that there isn't sufficient registration, that if you look at the total numbers who have gone through and actually applied according to the existing rules, it means that the rule is being more honoured in the breach and the observance, which means that local authorities can't make those correct calls?
Well, I think a lot of people have presumed that if they did apply for the process, that they would automatically be turned down, given the situation that they are. And they're waiting for the legislation, which is due to come in force in May with the EU Register. And the EU Register is a good thing. We as a federation want an EU the register to come in place, because it is to collect data. That was the EU requirement. And with the whole issue as the regards to the planning permission, we have to be very, very careful that, you know, there are also houses that are what we would call ghost SCR properties, people that are living long term in houses which have short term rental. So we have to be careful that, you know, bringing in certain rules and regulations, that we take those people's needs as well as people who've been doing short term rental for many years into consideration.
Okay. John Mark McCafferty, to go back to you, what of those two issues, the threat to the tourism sector, because obviously it is predominantly tourists who are renting these short-term lets, which means they are serving a market purpose. And secondly, it isn't all big giant landlords. A lot of this is people like, as Noel quoted, people who would have had limited farm incomes who may have diversified into the area and who therefore depend on these properties.
Yes, there is a balance to be struck between the local tourist economy, which is really, really important. But we're talking about a fundamental human right of housing and access to housing. And given the abject lack of supply, particularly in the rental sector, there are communities at risk of being hollowed out in rural areas, Gaeltacht areas, where homes sit empty or underused for parts of the year while workers and families. I guess there's an irony here. You know, you have hospitality workers who probably commuting and travelling significant different distances in order to serve the very tourists that are potentially displacing them in the rural areas that are now not going to be subject to the new regulations. And also, yes, we do acknowledge there's a huge variety in the size and nature of those who are letting. And I think it's important to say, I guess the platform like Airbnb, it's a very, very powerful, influential tech platform. I think it's been very, very successful in recent weeks and months in getting the future regulations watered down. We were looking at a threshold of towns with more than 10,000 people. That's now moved up to 20,000 people. I think that is evidence of big tech's influence on legislation and on government. But look, we absolutely accept, you know, especially where people are letting rooms and homes to augment, you know, modest incomes, absolutely no problem about that. We're not talking about that. Where we have the biggest issue is where people do have multiple residences, and there is a distortion effect in relation to long-term housing supply, particularly at a time of acute lack of housing supply in the private rented sector and elsewhere.
John Mark, thank you. And thank you likewise to Noel. That's Noel Casey, Vice Chair of the Self-Catering Federation, and John Mark McCafferty, Threshold CEO. And it is, of course, Threshold who has done the study that revealed that short-term lets are outnumbering homes to rent by 4-1 nationwide.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.